Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, everyone. Jen Bunk here. Welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. I am co-CEO of the People Stack, and we help tech managers build their dream careers. We help tech managers like you who are committed, who are sick and tired of being underpaid, underrecognized, and overworked. We help you get out of that career hell so that you can build your dream, so that you can really be living your career heaven. And absolutely, it takes a lot of work. We can't just snap our fingers and make it happen. Can't wave a magic wand. If that were the case, everybody would be walking around living their dream and saying, "Pinch me." Or as one of our clients recently said, "I'm smiling so much, my cheeks hurt," right? That's the kind of feedback that we have the privilege to get from our clients. And so we want to help you build your dream, and we want to help you make the shifts that are necessary in order to do that. And one of the shifts that our clients have made in order to really get from a place where they were just kind of settling in their career, right? They were just comfortable, to a place where it was ecstatic. They were ecstatic with joy, and they've gotten 30, 40, 50% raises. And they finally landed their hell yes jobs after years of trying to land them. They finally are getting the recognition, and people around them, their bosses, their colleagues, their husbands, their wives, their partners are like, "What's gotten into you?" Like, in a good way. One of the major shifts is to really take a look at, where are you in your career right now? What's going on in your career right now? What is it? Take the temperature of your career and take an honest look at it, an objective look at it. And that can be really hard because you're in the middle of it, right? You are in the middle of your career. And so it can be a little bit tricky, but I'm gonna give you a shift to make so that it doesn't feel as tricky, and so that you can just immediately see, this is what's going on. This is the reality of what's going on in my career right now. So what I want to talk about really in this podcast today is the weird, the strange, the interesting reason why not bad is actually the most dangerous, is actually the worst place to be career-wise. And it's really interesting. So I want you to pay really close attention to this, because for a lot of you, this is the shift that you need to make. The perspective shift, the way of looking at not just your career, but your life. Because even just in your life, not bad is the worst place to be. So in order to explain this, I want you to imagine that, you know, you take the temperature of your career. Like, how am I doing career-wise on a scale of 1 to 10? A 1 or a 2 or a 3 would be like, it's terrible. Like, if I were to ask you, and you tell everyone who will listen, "Oh my God, it is so terrible. I cannot take it anymore. My boss is a jerk. The environment is so toxic, and I'm stuck here with golden handcuffs, and I can't make a decision about whether I want to stay or whether I want to go. I'm underpaid by an order of magnitude, and I'm not sure how to evangelize myself. And I'm so stuck, and I'm so burnt out. I'm working 50, 60, 70 hours a week. And I actually ended up in the hospital last week because I had a panic attack, and it was because of my career. Stuff sucks right now." And there's no question that it sucks. That's like a one, a two, or a three career-wise. If I were to ask you, how's your career going right now? Let you know, rate your career on a scale of 1 to 10. And some of you are there. And if you are, my heart goes out to you and we are here to help. And I want you to reach out for help. So that's the 1, 2, or 3. The like the 8, 9, or 10, or even like a 7, 8, 9, or 10 is like, everything's great. Yeah. Hell yeah. Like actually, when I take a look, when I take a step back, everything actually really is great. I just got a raise and it feels awesome. Every single day I go into work and it's like, it's my dream team, or at least on Zoom, you know, if you're doing it remotely, right? Like it's, I love my team. I love my boss. I'm recognized. I have an amount of freedom in my life. Gosh, it's that pinch me. I'm smiling. My cheeks hurt so much. I'm smiling so much. My cheeks hurt. Like, and it's undeniable. And you're like, yeah, you know what? There's challenges. Everybody has challenges, but I'm actually really good. I'm really good. And maybe that's you too, right? Maybe you're listening to this because you are really good and you want to keep it really good and you want to keep up the momentum. In which case I would say, keep on keeping on, my friend, keep up the great work. And if you ever come to a point where you do need help, we're here for you. So I'm going to turn off Slack. Hang on 1 second. Didn't want that annoying us. There's a Slack bomb about to happen. Slack going back and forth. I didn't want that to the noise in the background, the happy Slack message. So that's the 1, 2, or 3, or the say the 7, 8, 9, or 10. Those are actually the least dangerous places to be career-wise or life-wise. Anything in your life, if I were to ask you to rate your relationships right now or your health right now, you can do the same thing. And those are the least dangerous places to be. Here's why. Because obviously, if you're 7, 8, 9, or 10, and it's like, hell yeah, everything's great, that's awesome, keep on keeping on. You're good. Just keep doing what you're doing. The 1, 2, or 3, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you want to fix this, and you're going to fix it. Because you are taking a look at an honest place. This is what's not working and it sucks and I'm going to fix it. And you probably already started fixing it. You're getting out of that hell. Like it's so bad that you're like, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. That's why it's not dangerous to be there, because you've connected with the reality, you took an honest look and you said, no way, no how am I going to stand for this anymore? And you change. You're motivated to change when it's your 1, 2, or 3, because it sucks and we don't want life to suck. If you're a 4, 5, or a 6, if I were to ask you to rate your career right now, how's it going in your career? Take your temperature of your career. It's about a 5. Maybe a 4, maybe it's a 6. In other words, it's not bad. It's not bad. I'm not living my dream. Who is anyway? Most people aren't. Not bad. That's what people say. Hey, how you doing? Not bad. It's an acceptable response. That's what people want to hear, right? That it's not bad. That's how most people are living, right? Not bad. Yeah, you know, it's been a while since I've gotten a raise, but I did get that 10% raise last year, even during COVID. That was pretty good. My boss is good. You know, he's a little bit stressed out and, you know, I kind of wish he would advocate for me a little bit more, but you know what? He's actually a really nice guy. And I do enjoy working for him, even though he can be an ineffectual huggy bear sometimes. My team is good. You know, I have a couple of really great A players on that team. You know, there's other ones that I kind of wish would be a little bit more motivated and I just can't seem to get through to them, but you know, it's okay. And you know, work hours, you know, every once in a while I work weekends, but you know, it's fine. It's okay. I'm coping, right? I'm definitely keeping my head above water. Am I soaring? No, but whatever, you know, who does that anyway? This whole dream thing is really way overrated. It's not bad. That is the worst. That is the most dangerous place to be career-wise. Because you're going to stay there. Let me say this again. Not bad. Middle of the road. It's okay. I'm coping. I'm getting by. Is the worst place to be career-wise. The most dangerous place to be career-wise because you're going to stay there. And that's tragic. You're not motivated to make any change when things are not bad, when things are comfortable, when you're coping, when you're coasting, when everything's okay, could be better, but I'm okay. You're not going to change. In your whole life, your whole career is going to stay not bad. And that's tragic. That's a tragedy. Because, and you know this too. It could be the exact reason why you're listening right now, or you've just realized that's the exact reason you're listening right now, is because you're settling. You're settling. And while most of the time you're telling the story and you're using the words and you're saying the things like, it's not bad, it's okay, I can cope with this, I'm good, I'm strong, there's a feeling deep inside of you, deep inside your soul, deep inside your spirit, deep inside the true you that is trying to scream, but right now it's a whisper because it's been softened by all of that. It's okay. It's fine. I'm good. It's not bad. But there's this feeling, there's this voice inside of you that's saying, no, I want to change. I deserve more. There is more to life. There is more to my career than this. I am capable of so much more. That's that feeling in the pit of your stomach, that feeling in your heart that just doesn't quite feel whole because you're settling. And the only way that you're going to change is to actually take a look at your career and put it under a microscope. Just for a moment and put it under a microscope. Because I honestly believe that when you put it under a microscope, that 4 or 5 or a 6 is going to become a 1 or 2 or a 3. And that's actually a good thing because then you're going to change and you're not going to stay stuck. I honestly believe, and this is after coaching thousands of people, that if you're saying right now that it's okay that my career is a 4, 5, or a 6, that you're lying to yourself. It's actually a 1 or a 2 or a 3. The 4, 5, or a 6 is the way to cope with it, like externally, so that we can get by, so that we're not feeling miserable day in and day out. And because you're strong, because you're smart, because you're committed, that's what you say. It's not bad. But that's not the real truth. The not bad is a coping mechanism. And you're really great at coping. And that's a double-edged sword. Right? Being really great at coping means, yeah, you may not actually feel some of the negative effects that are happening because your career sucks right now. The negative relationship effects, the money effects, the impact effects, the impact that you're leaving on the table, the money that you're leaving on the table, the relationships you're leaving on the table. You're blinding yourself to that because you don't want to deal with it. And that's how you get through your days. That's how you still show up and are able to make a reasonable amount of impact. But if you're listening right now and the part of you that chose to listen to this is the part of you that's committed to get more, to have more. So if that's the case, things are not bad. I'm about a 4, 5, or 6. I am lovingly waving the BS flag. And I'm saying, let's put a microscope on it. Most likely it's a 1, 2, or a 3. And that's a good thing once you make that shift and have that realization that it's actually really bad. Just for a moment, just to peek under the microscope for a moment, because then you're going to change. Then you're going to be motivated to change, and you're not going to stay stuck, and you're not going to settle for a mediocre career or a mediocre life anymore. What do I mean by putting a microscope underneath it? Take a look at the different factors in your career. Factor number one, money. Even if you're not motivated by money and you're not a money-driven kind of person, it is undeniable that money is a huge part of our life. We need it. We need money. It's intertwined in every single aspect, almost anyway, every single aspect of what we do. I challenge you to get out a notebook, get out a pen and paper from the moment that you wake up in the morning and to the moment that you go bed at night. Every time that you think about money, interact with money, somebody else talks about something money related, I want you to write it down. I guarantee you that after a couple hours, you're going to stop because you're going to be like, oh my God, money is everywhere. So that's one thing that you're going to put under the microscope. How much money are you earning? How much money are you leaving on the table? For most of our clients, which means for most of our listeners and potential clients, you're leaving at least $50,000 a year on the table, if not more. $50,000 a year. In the shredder. And that is not chump change. Right? That makes a significant difference in your life. I'm grabbing the calculator, talking about microscopes. So 50,000 divided by 12, it's about 4,000 a month. $4,000 a month. How would you feel? That's $1,000 a week. How would it make you feel? Let's say we're using paper money. Let's make this more tangible. This is what we mean by putting it under the microscope. Let's say you got paid in paper money. It's like, okay, here's your $4,000 this week. Here's your $5,000 this week. Here's your paycheck. Here you go. Here's the bills. And then every week you take 1,000 of that and you put it in the shredder. Bye-bye. Or even if it were digital, right? The 5,000 every week or so, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, whatever your paycheck is, lands in your bank account. And then immediately, 1,000 of that, you put in the garbage can, the virtual garbage can. In other words, you throw it away. You just throw it away and you never get to see it again. You waste it. How would that feel? To waste $1,000 a week. Doesn't feel so good. That's what you're doing by being underpaid. It also means you're underrecognized too, by the way. So, what's the feeling of being unrecognized every single day? That you're working hard. You're showing up and you're doing the work and you're innovating and you're leading your team the best you possibly can. And all they've given you is a 10% raise in the last 2 years. And they can't pay you to meet your value. And let's separate it from pay. How about just a pat on the back? Wouldn't that feel nice? even just a virtual one. Wouldn't it feel nice every once in a while to have your boss say, hey, good work. I'm gonna advocate for you because I think you're doing great work. How much does it suck to not even hear that once a week or once a month? It sucks. So take a look at your impact. Take a look at your income. Put that under a microscope. Take a look at your lack of recognition. Put that under a microscope. Take a look at your impact and lack thereof. Put that under a microscope. And I don't mean that you're not working hard. I don't mean that you're not showing up to make the impact that you can. Although there's always up-leveling there, right? What I'm saying is because you're under-recognized, because you're not in the role that you deserve to be, you're not making the impact that you could because you don't have the resources. You don't have the power to do that. You've not been given the decision-making authority to make the impact that you truly can. And what does that mean for your team? What does that mean for the organization that you're working for? Think about the big, bold goal of your team or of the organization that you work for. You know, for example, maybe you work for like a healthcare assistance company that helps consumers to get better healthcare alternatives and to help them with their healthcare, like a healthcare advocacy. Let's just get specific here, but you determine what your impact, your organization's impact is. But this is what we mean by putting it under a microscope, because that's how we get motivated to change. And we realize this is actually a 1 or a 2 or a 3. It's not a 4 or 5 or a 6. I'm not just going to cope anymore. I'm actually going to realize that this sucks just for a moment. All I'm asking you is to go there for a moment. So you help consumers to connect with their healthcare. You're an advocate for consumers in their healthcare. And you haven't been given the recognition. You haven't been given the authority. You haven't been given the decision-making power to actually build the app, to build the systems, to build the data science infrastructure or whatever it is that your zone of genius is in order to really serve those consumers, to serve those customers at the highest level. And what that means is people are missing out on opportunities to get better healthcare. There are people right now tearing their hair out, trying to connect with healthcare providers, trying to find somebody to help with their depression, or somebody is trying to help their daughter with their eating disorder, and they don't know who to reach out to. Imagine that mother. Imagine that child that you could help, but because you're settling in your career, you're not. Because you haven't stood up and said, you know what? I deserve more. This sucks right now. It's not just not bad. This is freaking terrible. And I will not stand for this anymore. In other words, this isn't just about you. This is about the people that you're not helping that you could. Your team, your organization, your customers, your clients, your family. Put that under a microscope. What is your family missing out on because you're settling in your career and it's not bad? If you have kids, this is a big one. If you have kids, they're seeing you settling. They're seeing you say, it's not bad. The dream, living the dream is impossible anyway. They're seeing that. Do you really want to be that kind of a role model? No, of course you don't. Of course you don't. And then think about your team and other loved ones. The relationship building that you're missing out on, the inspiration that you can be that you're not. The role model that you're being right now by saying, it's not bad. It's fine. you know, it could be better, but you know what? COVID, politics, you know, whatever you want to throw out there. This is the best we got. This is as good as it gets. Is that really the role model that you want to be? That's why you put it under the microscope and you get to that holy shit moment of, wow, I need to fix this. I need to fix this. I'm going to stop telling myself the lie. I'm going to stop telling myself the story that it's okay and it's not bad and I'm fine and I don't need to change. I'm okay being comfortable. Because while that works for a time, it's not sustainable. Over time, that feeling in your gut gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then all you do is you just create bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger stories to stay stuck. And that's your life. That becomes your life. The interesting, the weird, the somewhat counterintuitive reason why not bad is the most dangerous place to be career-wise is because you're gonna stay there if you don't make this shift. If you don't put every single aspect of your career under a microscope. And I'm not saying do it for weeks on end. I'm not even saying doing it for days on end. All I'm saying is for a moment, for 5 or 10 minutes, really connect with what's not working in your career right now. And I promise you, it's going to be enlightening because you're going to either get to or get really darn close to, oh, hell no, I ain't going to put up with this anymore. Oh, hell no, I have to change. Because you will not leave all of that on the line anymore. The money, the relationships, the impact, what you're giving up in terms of being a role model, you're not going to do it anymore. That's what I invite you to do. Put your career under a microscope and get to that holy shit moment. Holy shit, I have to fix this. So, here's your choice at this point. You can say, oh wow, I've reached that holy shit moment. What's next? I need to fix that. That's what we're here for. And I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. You've reached that moment, that's perfect. We can have a conversation about how we can help you fix it. You have that clarity, congratulations. We're going to help you take the next step. Or you may say, all right, I kind of get what you're saying, Jen, and I can start to get there, but I'm falling into analysis paralysis, or I'm falling back into my ways of, oh, I'm just coping and it's really not that bad. And I'm not really sure what questions to ask myself to really put my career under a microscope. I want to do this. Actually, I really am committed to doing, and I've realized that this is exactly the thing that I need to do, but I can't, I'm getting in my own way. If that's the case, that means you're committed. I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book, and we will ask you the questions so that we can put your career under the microscope so that you can get to that holy shit moment. That's what we want for you. Now, you can also say, you know what? These are some great ideas. It makes a lot of sense, Jen. Some great ideas. Cool. Thanks. Bye. And that's your right. You know, I'm not here to argue with you. You know, for some people, one podcast resonates more than another. And if this is a particular podcast that didn't necessarily resonate with you, hey, cool. That's great. All I ask is just for a moment that you take a look at it and be like, do I really want to settle anymore? Am I settling? And if the God's honest truth is that you're not, then I got to ask, why are you listening? Why are you listening? Most likely it's because there's a part of you that knows you're capable of more. And that's what you can explore. And if you're willing to really want to get to the truth around what more is possible, because, oh, maybe I am settling. Maybe my career is good, but the thing, or even maybe even it's great. But in the pit of my stomach, I know I can be excellent. I know I can be extraordinary and I don't know how. In that case, I want you to book a call as well. ThePeopleStack.com/book. What I don't want you to do is just write this off. It's just another podcast that was makes sense and it's some good information. Bye. That's not what I want you to do, because that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to give you tips and tricks. We're not here to give you a dissertation with 20 references on why this tip or this leadership best practice is the best way to go. That's not what we're about. That's what some of our competitors are about. And that's cool. It's all a fun playing field. But we're not about information. We're about transformation. We take bold action and we make bold statements and we reveal bold truths so that you can create transformation in your career and in your life. So if that's what you want, if you're ready to really take a look at what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go, I want you to book a call with us right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. When you go to that link, it's going to bring you to our calendar page to book a career strategy session with one of my badass career strategists. And on that page, you're going to select your time zone, and then you enter your name, your email, your cell phone number so that we can text you with reminders, and you pick a time that works for you. And then after you do that, you're going to get a confirmation, and it's going to be on your calendar. It's going to be on my team's calendar. And then at the time of your appointment, click on the Zoom link in your calendar invite, and my team member will meet you there. You're going to have an honest conversation. This is not a sales call. This is not a sales pitch. This is a call to get to the truth about what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we can help you get there, we're going to talk about what it would look like to work together. And we're going to give you all of the information that you're going to need in order to make a decision about what's next for you in your career. We are a stand for you. We are for your career success. And so what that means is we show up as bold advocates and with bold love. So as long as you're ready for that conversation and you show up open to having that conversation, it's going to be the most clarifying, the most transformational, the most valuable career conversation, and for some of you, life conversation that you have ever had. So for some of you, welcome home to your new normal. Welcome home to a new normal where you don't settle anymore and where you get to the truth of what's not working. And you realize the career hell that you've been living. You look at it under the microscope for 10 seconds and you're like, holy shit, no, time to make a change. And we look forward to talking with you. For some of you, you're still on that path toward figuring things out. And that's all good. I'm not here to convince you, but I want you to take action. That's how we create results. And that is ultimately why everything's okay. It's not bad is the worst place to be. Is because you're not going to be motivated to take action to change. And that, at the end of the day, my friends, is the most important thing. Taking action, taking bold action, intelligent, inspired action, and bold action. That's the only way that we create the lives that we want and serve our loved ones in the highest way possible. Big hugs, everyone. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.